This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy day, everybody. Happy chocolate chip cookie day. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I know it's Coast Guard Day today.
Bill Parker from K-Fire told me that.
Oh, yeah?
He said it was National Chocolate Chip Day.
Isn't every day, though, really?
And he was offended that some people would put nuts in chocolate chip cookies. You know, and I have to say, it's not my first choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be my first choice.
Yep.
Nobody makes chocolate chip cookies like grandma makes them.
Oh, yeah. Truly.
And everything else, you fall a little bit short.
My mom would put pecans, crushed up pecans in her chocolate chip cookies.
Is that right?
I remember, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
She would do that.
Grandma Dorothy, Alex and Hannah would bring home cookies in a ice cream pail from Grandma Dorothy. Put them in the freezer.
George still gets them from Grandma Jeannie.
Oh, and I'm looking both ways before anybody is, you know, while I'm sliding very quietly the freezer open, taking the lid off, and, you know, they come home with 20, and they look in their lid and go, Dad, there's only 3 left in here. You ate all the cookies. Well, no.
Why is the nanny cam looking at the sliding glass door, Scott?
I didn't eat more than, four or five. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was Hudson.
Blame the dog.
Yeah.
Blame the dog is always a good idea. Hudson got in the freezer. Gonna hate when he, manages to get that thing open.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly right. Anyway, friends, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Joe Wiegand's gonna be here at the bottom of the hour. Joe is the best. I don't think there's anybody. He just is one of those guys, sort of like Bill Sorensen, that you just leave Medora with this warm, fuzzy glow saying, I got to hear this guy. I loved it. He's just fantastic. And whether you see him at Medora, whether you have him at an event you're having, nobody better. I want to ask him today a little bit about the statue dust-up. You know, the history behind the statue. Remember, if you followed this New York...
Oh, yeah. Museum, modern history, yep.
Has the Teddy Roosevelt had, I think it's gone, Teddy Roosevelt on a horse. And on one side was an African American, another side was
Native American.
A Native American. Yep. But there's all kinds of history there that isn't being put in context at all. It's, you can make anything look terrible if you want. So anyway, we'll talk to Joe about that. Also on the program today, Senator John Hoeven. I'm going to throw the keys to Kevin and Crystal later on in the program, and they'll be chatting with Senator. Oh, and I got to participate in a webinar today.
A webinar?
It's an important webinar on a project that I'm passionate about related to saving lives.
Oh, very good.
That's all I'll tell you right now. I love whenever we can help save lives. So we'll be doing that. Here's a question I have for you this morning. Have you seen the campaign email that came out from President Donald Trump?
I have not.
Well. Let me tell you a little bit about this, and then I want to talk about it. I received one, and I started receiving copies that others had received. First of all, a little unusual in the fact that it did not ask for money. Usually emails from a campaign are asking for money, right? Would you donate? Could you donate?
Yep.
You know, whatever. This one does not. In fact, it says right at the beginning, I want to ask you something here, but... Here's what it says. Friend, that'd be you. This is to you, Kevin. Friend, I know how difficult the past few months have been. Your unwavering support during this time has not gone unnoticed. I'm writing to you now not to ask for a contribution, but to ask for your help. Are you up for helping, Kevin?
Oh, of course.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go. We are all in this together. And while I know there has been some confusion surrounding the usage of face masks, I think it's something we should all try to do when we are not able to be socially distanced from others. Next paragraph. I don't love wearing them either. Masks may be good. They may be just okay. Or they may be great. They can possibly help us get back to our American way of life that so many of us rightfully cherished before we were so terribly impacted by the China virus. China virus. Next paragraph. My feeling is we have nothing to lose and possibly everything to gain, including the next chapter to our country and to keep things open, whether it be schools or businesses. I recently tweeted that many view wearing a mask as a patriotic act, and there is no one more patriotic than me or you. Why not give it a shot? And there's a link that says if you'd like more information on the benefits of wearing a face mask or information on how to get one, please follow this link. Thank you. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Your reaction to that is what?
Okay. I don't know how to react to any of this anymore. Sure.
I thought it was a spoof at first.
Yeah.
I thought, is this a spoof? And then it was clear that it wasn't a spoof because there was enough of them out there. The part about what do you have to lose is something my wife has said. My wife is an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
She cares for patients and does it through home care. She goes to their homes and helps. And you know, she has really said all along, you know, what do you got to lose? And this will slow the spread. It will, I mean, if everybody wore them, you'd be better off. Now, when I hear that, I say, okay, I'm going to go to the CDC website. CDC website says you should wear them. Okay, why? Why CDC? Tell me why I should wear one. Give me the scientific study that says wear them. They don't have them. In fact, if you check it out, others have been critical of the CDC, you know, big names in medicine and science, including this Dr. Osterholm at the University of Minnesota and the guy at Yale, because they say you shouldn't recommend something that there hasn't been studies for. So, I don't know. I kind of get skeptical all of a sudden. You know?
Well, so, like I said, I was at this tournament in the Twin Cities over the weekend, and all the kids are out playing basketball like, you know, rock and roll and AAU basketball players do. And next thing you know, we're all back together again. We had masks on. The kids didn't. These people not know how contagions work? I mean, so they were all touching the basketball. Then they're all with us, well, back in our cars.
There's a part of me that says that's what Trump's doing here.
Right.
That he's saying, hey, everybody wear them, and let's get tough on this, or, you know, give up the ghost, kind of. You know
right.
what I mean? Now, I did find it interesting that a Washington Examiner story today about this letter says the Trump campaign sent out an email to supporters on Monday encouraging use of face masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The email, which was signed by the president, came the same day that a national poll found a, are you ready, staggering 82% of U.S. voters either strongly or somewhat support a national mask mandate, including two-thirds of Republicans.
Now, where'd they take that poll? It's the first thing I want to know. Who'd they ask? What'd they ask?
Let me pose something here, though. Maybe there's more people that, you know, are scared, for lack of a better term, very concerned, and do like the what have we got to lose approach, and actually are sort of quietly sitting by while there's the, you know, this mass debate going on, but when asked to, you know, about a poll, no, I do want it. I mean, maybe that's real. So I'm going to ask that exact question. Do you support a national mask mandate? And I'd say strongly could be one answer. And no thanks could be the other answer.
Mm-hmm.
Try to pull it down. We'll put that on our social media, too. But I'd ask you that question, folks. I mean, what do you make of this? Why is he sending the letter? First of all, here's a news flash for you. I know this will shock everybody. I'm going to tell you something very personal about what I believe to the core of my being. If Donald Trump is not reelected president, you will not recognize America by the time Joe Biden's done taking his cues from AOC and Bernie Sanders and everybody else. Donald Trump must win. He must win if we're going to preserve what the founding fathers handed us in the way of an experiment on America. I believe that with every fiber of my being.
I do, too.
Okay.
And so, I think you will.
So, do we care if politically it's smart to advocate for masks? I don't think so.
Right.
If you don't like masks, you're going to vote for Donald Trump anyway. You know, the guy that put F walls on his mask that had the little dust up at the grocery store in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
He's voting for Trump either way, right? But maybe the softish, touchy-feely, kind of warm, what am I trying to say? I'll just say what I'm trying to say. Suburban moms, you know, little snowflakey, nobody in Western Minnesota, North Dakota,
right.
Montana, or South Dakota would fit this bill. But you know what I'm saying? In Pennsylvania, you're not going to win Philadelphia.
No.
You're never going to win Philadelphia. It will not happen. Okay? Pittsburgh, it's gone. But you know what? The edges around there. So if a mask email relying on a mask poll is sent out, I don't have a lot of heartburn with that. But I'm curious what you think about this, how you decipher the email. Supporters from Donald Trump. Let me know what's on your mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Looking forward to being out there on Thursday for another Leadership North Dakota event. They do a really nice job at the University of Mary of connecting tomorrow's leaders with today's leaders, great entrepreneurs. why it's America's Leadership University. It has been for a long darn time. And do you know 99% of on-campus undergraduate students at the University of Mary receive financial aid? Right now, the university is offering a new scholarship. It's called the CARE 19 Scholarship for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who will transfer to the university this fall. The University of Mary is preparing for students on campus in September with its wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing. In addition, a highly qualified emergency response team has created a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. The Crow's Nest campus restaurant, open 24/7, seats nearly 600 people, less crowding at peak times. They have not lecture halls of 200 to 300 students, but smaller class sizes, keeping students and faculty safe and connecting students and faculty with faculty knowing students by name. That's a big difference. Still time to apply to join the incoming class of 2020. Mom, Dad, grandparents, if kids are thinking about this, we just don't know what's going to be the situation when you're graduated. We don't know what it's going to be when you're ready for college. How about going to a place we know has that? Think about it. Learn more about the university's plans to safely restart on campus this fall. Visit umary.edu/prepared. All right, Tom, Becca, and Glenn waiting on the calls. Let me quickly go through some text. Trump is so patriotic that he was a five-time draft dodger. Where was that patriot when my two brothers went to Vietnam? You know, I don't know. This texter doesn't know. But I think it's time, you know, if you're using that against Donald Trump, that maybe you, you know, just recognize the fact that you're never going to vote for Trump if he cured cancer and let everybody be employed at twice their normal salary and had the economy roaring and everything else. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Come
I mean, again,
on.
Again,
we could go back to influential children and influential to Dan
right.
Quayle, and I mean through all of it. Yeah, those, he didn't dodge the draft. He just didn't. He wasn't.
I don't know. Did he? I don't know. I mean, they say it's bone spurs. I don't know, but you're right.
Bad feet.
I mean,
it is
alleged that his dad helped him
college.
To get that right.
Going to college was his main deal.
Right. So.
They were deferments. They were not dodging.
Texter says, tell Todd that a public school supplier kids with their back-to-school supplies, how long does he think it'll take before we see BLM printed on all the products?
Oh, right.
Let's hope not. Todd is off today.
Yes, he is.
If I didn't already tell you that. And now you know. Typically, I'm against government assistance of any type to anybody, but this is a government-caused depression driven by media hysterics. The government needs to bear the brunt of the pain. Wants to continue the $600 a week unemployment insurance bonus with the program expiring January 1, but instead of a handout, turn it into a loan. Charge 3.25% interest, the same as the SBA loans, payable over 5 years. Now you're getting to something there. I don't know if they'd be able to do it. But Texter says, hell no to the mask mandate, leaving no doubt where they're at on that. Another says hell no. That's two with hell no. I think that means they feel strongly against the mandate. No thanks, says another. Never, says another. Absolutely no thanks, says someone else. No thanks on masks. David says, mandate? No thanks. Let me decide. Yes. There's a novel concept. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, by the way, we have the first winner of a Trump sign to announce.
We do.
I got so many, I haven't gotten through all of them. But I do want to announce this one because it's the first one. And this individual sent us a photo of the vandalized Trump flag on one of the busiest streets in Bismarck. And someone else was advocating to help this guy do that. So I said, done deal. We'll deliver it Thursday. His name is Odin Anderson. I guess it's along 26th Street is where the fence is, straight west of the K-Fire office on Rosser and a block and a half north. Okay, I know where that's at. All right, we're going to meet up. We'll have a little ceremony. Put that sign up, by golly. It's bigger, too, than the one that got ripped down.
Oh, they're beautiful.
People who rip down signs are I don't know what they are. There's a special place in you-know-where for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the sign. I drive by it. I don't pay attention to it. I like the sign. Maybe I honk the horn. I don't rip it down. I don't rip it down. Something about the left and that kind of anarchy. You know, it goes all the way to the Portland stuff.
It's a new woke culture.
Had the same problem with Heidi Heitkamp, who had some teacher going out and roguely putting up signs that where they didn't belong last election. And you say, well, what, you know, why are you doing this? Heitkamp told me to do it. It's private land. You can't do that. I don't care. Left it up on my neighbor's land. Not kidding you.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, yard sign, federal courthouse, you know.
Okay, more text. No thank you to a mask. Would you put up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes?
See that meme going around.
I'm
going
to say no. Just know there are studies done that says healthy people shouldn't be wearing a mask all the time, but not one study that says why we should be wearing them. I agree. I don't know where this, you know, it's a feel-good thing to me. It isn't a scientific thing. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, to try and contain those particles that you might cough out or you might sneeze on someone and then you might have it and they might get it, might.
And I'll tell you, the two times that I've had to wear them, I forget where I was at. One, I was at a medical appointment with a family member, and I was just in the waiting room, but I had to have it on, so I was there probably an hour. I mean, by the end of it, I feel like crap. I don't feel the same. I don't know what it is. I do have a new thinner mask, though. It says Trump.
I saw it. I like it.
2020, yeah.
Do you want the a comprehensive COVID update? I've got it right here.
No, I don't have time for it because Glenn Fargo's waiting.
Oh, you do. Well, still a thing. More cases today. A few people died. Keep a mask on. You wash your hands and don't touch your face. There's your COVID update.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, very quick. Glenn and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, about wearing the mask, there's more science that says you shouldn't wear a mask. You reduce your oxygen levels in your blood when you wear a mask a long period of time. There are a number of people, I have five in my family, that should not wear masks due to medical reasons. They will be ridiculed if there's a mask mandate passed and they're not wearing masks even though they're not supposed to. One's got asthma, one has a heart condition, one has immune deficiencies. And not only that, you are more likely to get sick by wearing a mask because you can't get rid of your own pathogens that you're breathing out and that you're breathing the same pathogens back in again.
What do you think of Trump doing this, suggesting it?
I think that there's a lot of pressure being placed on him to do this by a lot of people, and it has nothing to do with science, but it has everything to do with control. And if people want to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. But if I don't want to wear a mask, I shouldn't be forced to wear a mask.
Yeah, I don't understand that part of it, right? Yeah, personal responsibility, social distance. I don't know. Looking at Senator John Hoeven, who's at the White House for the president's signing of the Great American Outdoor Act. Standing next to Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture. Becca, when we come
back. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias is now accelerating and speeding up the mid-Atlantic coastline, still with gusty winds of nearly 70 miles an hour at times, but it's mostly the rain that's making news. It's dumped 6 and 7 inches of rain on parts of Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware. So far, the heaviest damage, though, is reported earlier in North Carolina. That's where the storm spawned a tornado that's blamed for at least one fatality. New Yorkers are bracing for the
arrival of the storm. Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's most concerned about flooding from the heavy rains. They've set up some barriers in lower Manhattan to try to hold back the waters. He's also urging New Yorkers to spend a few hours not going outside until the storm has passed, headed ultimately for southern New England. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hard to lose a parent. Think about all those memories flooding back and everything else. And Mike Lindell's father passed away, stepdad actually, that raised him. And he was 86 years old, so he lived a good life. But still, it's so tough. Just was talking to Mike actually when we were in South Dakota together about his years in South Dakota with his stepdad and a lot of family from that side. And Mike would go every year. And, you know, everybody would go fishing. That was their thing. They'd want to go out, getting some fish. You know what Mike would do? Mike stays around and plays with all the grandkids, all the cousins and all the, you know, the cousins' kids and, everybody else. So has a great time. But I raised that just to tell you, if you could keep Mike in your prayers, that would be great, because it's certainly a challenging time for a good guy and a very important part of this program. You're a important part of this program, too, and connecting our advertisers, our supporters, with our listeners just makes my heart swell. It's unbelievable. And there's so many great products out there, so many great companies who just do incredible work. We don't ever get complaints. We don't ever get complaints about any of the products that we advertise in this program. People just absolutely, and the rare times we have, and one thing a little here there, I mean, we sell a lot of pillows, for instance, connect them right up, take care of them right away. Not a problem. We have a heck of a deal going right now on that mattress topper. It's a three-layer design that is the best. The foam for support, that's the special MyPillow foam, the transitional foam, also scientifically engineered to help relieve pressure points, and then the ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover. All of that, 30% off, plus we're going to throw in two standard MyPillows right now. 60-day money-back guarantee, comes with a 10-year warranty. Don't forget the beach blankets and the beach towels, too. Great for summer at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. The great Joe Wiegand in just a moment here. But, Becca, we got to get your vote in on Donald Trump sending a letter to his supporters saying, let's just do this. What do we got to lose? Let's wear a mask. Your reaction to that would be what, Becca?
I would say that it should be up to the individual. I believe that, you know, if I go into a store and they have a sign up, as they usually do, that they have the right to refuse service to anyone if their mandate, so to speak, a mask for me to go shopping. Okay, fine, I slap my mask on and then take it back off and I leave. But why I was calling, too, was I listen to NPR in the mornings. You know, you have to have well-rounded information out there before I listen to you guys.
Those two words have never come to my lips concerning NPR, well-rounded. But I'll give you this one, Becca. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was being sarcastic. Anyway, they have...
Leftist drivel works a little better than well-rounded, right? Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
They had Susan Rice on this morning, and what I think the conversation should be about is the big word mandate, because she, in her way of talking, she supports, you know, any type of vaccination. And she said that, you know, we need to think about having some sort of mandate for the school children.
My gosh.
You know, for
America, you just lost your sons and daughters if she's the vice presidential nominee.
Well,
Becca,
exactly.
Becca, I got to run to our guests, but I tell you what, you are a wealth of information. You call anytime, and anytime you want to listen to the well-rounded leftist drivel of NPR and then report back, I'd love it. You could happily do it. Pleased to welcome back to the program someone we all get the pleasure of interacting with and seeing at Medora, one of my favorite places on earth. Talk about mandates. It should be mandated. If you're a citizen of North Dakota, you must go to Medora at least once a year. I think that would be a good mandate. It'd be for your health. It'd be a little health mandate. Joe Wiegand is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Say It Ain't So, Joe. How are you?
Scott Henin and Kevin Flynn and What's on Your Mind Nation. It's Joe Wiegand from Medora, North Dakota. Scott, if you would, let me paint a little picture for you. I'm along the banks of the Little Missouri River. I look west. I see a beautiful blowing field of grass, cottonwoods, the Jayden Terrace where we do our pitchfork steak fondue. I turn around. I see the Life Skills Center where we train our people and run the operation of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Bill and Jane Marseille sponsoring that. The Spirit of Work where our volunteers live and work and play in a building that they built, and across the way the nearly new Elkhorn Quarters by Greg Butler. And most of all, a little stone in front of the Life Skills Center with the name of Shyla Schaefer on it says, "Hello, you nice people." So from everyone in Medora, hello, you nice people.
Shyla Schaefer. I'm going to see Ed later today. And that's a great memory to throw that in there,
Chairman,
Joseph. Thank
you. Yeah, I know Frank Sinatra was chairman of the board, but out here in Medora, Ed Schaefer, Governor Schaefer, is the chairman of our board, and we're so fortunate. Our Rough Riders are coming out. Our founders are coming out this coming week, as are the board of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum, the three finalists for the architectural design of the Presidential Library and Museum to be built here. And, of course, we've been open. We've been welcoming people not only from North Dakota but from throughout the country and throughout the world. They've canceled plans to travel to New York or Europe, and instead they're coming out to see their national parks in RVs and traveling often by automobile, seeing the parks in this country. And we're doing the Medora musical and the Teddy Roosevelt show and the Bill Sorensen Live, Love, Laugh. So things are well here. On a serious note, the passing of Mike Lindell's stepfather, Theodore Roosevelt, lost his father when he was a sophomore at Harvard. He took several trips to the North Woods of Maine, to the Arista country. He healed by hunting and hiking and canoeing and working himself down to the Nub and climbing Katahdin. And those two men that he worked with, he brought out here to be his partners in the Elkhorn Ranch. But he came out here after the death of his wife and mother on the same day. So I know what a patriot Mike Lindell is and what a friend he is to you and to your listeners. So my condolences, and didn't realize he had roots in South Dakota. During Teddy's time, we were all one Dakota territory. And I remember that sitting by the fire last night at the Medora campground with a friend from the Black Hills. So looking forward to seeing folks out here in Medora.
Very kind of you. You mentioned, Joe, the library, the presidential library, and my quest in life is to have everybody understand the magnitude of this project, because calling it a library doesn't do it justice. And if you've been to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Simi Valley, California, that beautiful bluff, or, you know, College Station, Texas, for George Bush 41, Dallas, Texas, for 43s at SMU, or JFK's on the water in Massachusetts, not far from Boston, or, you know, Abe Lincoln's in Springfield, Illinois, then you'd start to say, oh, okay, oh, I get it. I mean, it's an extension of their White House, of their time in office and their entire life, told in a way that is just unbelievable. How would you describe the significance of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library coming to Medora for our audience?
And of course, you're asking a Cubs fan how he likes baseball and hot dogs. So I'm a presidential fan since the time I was a little boy. There are some of us who make our pilgrimages to the presidential libraries and historic sites, but when you first mentioned the Reagan Library, there's indeed, I think, the word pilgrimage. And I think for many of the other presidents that you mentioned, their libraries, and it's an extension of the White House in the sense that we're telling the story, we're interpreting, and the time that that person was president, perhaps even, you know, their childhood and what was going on in America during that time. Because of the time that we're in, and The technologies available to us and the visions of wonderful people from North Dakota and from throughout the country. This will be a presidential museum unlike any other, in great part because it's in the Badlands of North Dakota. And as soon as you go through an experience that in part helps to encourage you to be a person in the arena, to dream boldly, to dare greatly, that you'll go out the back door and you might get on a horse and go for a horse ride, or get on a mountain bike and ride them out of hay. Come and bring your family down to the banks of the Little Missouri and do the things that my friends from the Black Hills did. They played 6 hours in the sunshine on the sandbar yesterday, and that's not walking through the MoMA in New York City. It's a whole different experience to be here in the Badlands. It healed Teddy Roosevelt, and we're seeing here this summer. We're definitely part of the healing of this country through the pandemic. There are folks who are coming here, and for the first time in months, they're spending a little time together as a family outdoor, going to an entertainment, the world-famous Medora musical, which I want to tell you what, it's the most patriotic, good-feeling show, and we sing the national anthem or listen to it because, we know that in the pandemic, choir practices were suspended very often because of singing up close. So people are, audience members, our staff at the musical, wearing masks, washing everything down. Audience members are encouraged to be comfortable, as that means you're traveling across the country and you're concerned about your fellow audience members. You're wearing a mask. Others aren't, but we're seating remotely. So we're glad we're doing the work we're doing. It seems that our people here visiting guests from throughout the state, certainly throughout the country, they're really glad that we're doing what we're doing out here.
Let me ask you about controversy some folks might have heard about in the middle of all the protests and anarchy and, civil unrest, whatever you want to call it, that took place. There was a hubbub over the statue of Teddy Roosevelt with a Native American on one side and African-American on another, as it's been reported. The theory was, okay, that's got to go down because it is, Teddy Roosevelt is depicted as being superior to these other two below him in the horse. And that evidently has been a debate that's been going on for a while, but it got swept up in all the statue stuff again. What's the real story behind that depiction, that statue?
Well, your listeners could Google the works of James Earl Fraser, the artist who did that statue, and did the statue after Theodore Roosevelt's passing. T.R. himself believed, as most of us do, you don't make statues to people that are still with us. But James Earl Fraser's work, including the Indian Head Buffalo Nickel, the Long Trail, amazing works at the Supreme Court, including the Great Freeze and Contemplation of Justice and Rule of Law, his work is amazing. It's an inspiring work when I see it, but the museum president, on behalf of the board and they own the statue, said that the problem wasn't Teddy Roosevelt, it was the hierarchy of the statue. He's on horseback and the Native American and the Native Indian are on foot. And at the same time, by background, we know that Eastern edifice and the Great Hall of the American Museum of Natural History, the charter for which was signed in the Roosevelt family living room, and Teddy's dad recruited its first director. T.R. Gave items there as a small boy, bird skins and that sort of thing. And that Eastern edifice has all of the wonderful things that T.R. was: statesman, scientist, a soldier, diplomat. But that statue is offensive to the museum and perhaps to some of its members. And so they own the statue. The city of New York owns the property on which the statue resides. You and I are constitutionalists that believe in property rights. And so in that case, if the city owns the land and the museum owns the statue, sure, it's yours. Do what you want with it. But
yeah, makes sense. Hold that thought, Joel. We'll talk more after the break. Don't go away, folks.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I can still see that dress you were wearing with those yellow wildflowers. I can still smell that vanilla in your hair when I was spinning you around. We just met and I knew then, but couldn't say it out loud.
You know, when there's country stars who have names I've never heard of before, that's usually a good sign.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they end up going to be big time. I'm like, who's this guy? But I like the music, I just never heard of him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, my God. Chase Rice, huh?
Chase Rice, yeah, Forever to Go.
Forever to Go, great song. Yeah, love it. Hey, today is the Tuesday, and that means that to PetroServe USA, if you roll into the Valley City location, which would be exit 292, I-94, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. I'll say it again. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Meatball dinner in Harwood. I'll go a long ways for a meatball dinner, I'll tell you that right now. I-29 Harwood exit, find PetroServe USA, and you got yourself a meatball dinner. Beefy noodle. Mmm. The I-29 12th Avenue location in Fargo. for PetroServe USA, and just a bit to the west of I-29 would be West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA for chicken fettuccine today. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. You're going to find great grab-and-go home cooking, great convenience at all the PetroServe USA locations. Things are not going well for the mask mandate or for President Trump's suggestion that folks wear the mask today. We're keeping tabs more on our tally coming up after the top of the hour. Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour. He just left the White House there for the Great American Outdoor Act. So we'll get to talk about that after he bends the ear of the president for a little while, I suppose. All right, back with Joe Wiegand. And by the way, you can find out more about the Teddy Roosevelt Show that Joe Wiegand does if you go to TeddyRooseveltShow.com. Of course, all you need to do is come out to Medora. You know? The new Little Bully Pulpit is something. The new point-to-point zip line ride is something I've not yet seen. I'm looking forward to that. Do you do that daily, Joe?
We do, and it's got a name. It's Manitou, the zip line. It's the fastest ride in Medora. It takes you up to get a beautiful bird's-eye view of downtown Medora and zooms you back down again. It's called Manitou after Teddy Roosevelt's painted pony that he had out here in the Badlands. Manitou, which you just said was a trusty and sure-footed ride. It's been great thrill to see families out enjoying. Those are the seminal pieces of Point-to-Point Park. As we complete that, the Pancratz Trail system up to Schaefer Point, we're going to encourage families to actually take a strenuous hike up on Town Butte. And then next year, we'll hopefully be enjoying our Little Mo Lazy River and a beautiful pool and shade area and jump pad. And thanks to everybody who supports the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation for making this a wonderful place for families. And even more so this year with you know, young families, grandparents and grandkids want to, for the first time, spend some time together. We're able to do so here and just have a great time in Medora. So when you come out, Scott, we'll have to have a little golf tournament on the Little Bully Pulpit Putt-Putt Golf Course.
I like it, the little Bully Pulpit Putt-Putt. Love it. And that's more my game than
the big bully.
Yeah, the big bully.
The big bully
can wreck me. It just it can.
Well,
it's,
this one can too, I think, because this one goes up into the Badlands too. Wonderful design takes you. The front nine's down where the old putt-putt was, and the back nine now is up in the Badlands, wrapping around the Perception House.
So let's do that.
Don Otto Brown.
We should do that. We'll do a little putt-putt and show everybody how it works on Facebook.
The big bully may break you, but oh, it hurts so good.
Oh yeah, I know. It's fun. The views are incredible. Yeah.
By the way, Kevin, I think I found your ball. I'll bring it back to you.
Thank you, sir.
Golf ball.
There'd be about 20 of them out there somewhere.
The best memories I have of our kids include Medora in all of them. It's just it really is. If I had to sit down and write, great memories, it's just fun.
One thing that'll be helpful for your listeners, for all of your needs, go to medora.com, and you can do tickets and reservations, lodging, pitchfork steak fondue. I love that we built a wonderful Teddy Roosevelt Show here, and my own TeddyRooseveltShow.com is mostly just taking a little break while we all put our shoulders to the wheel here. You can imagine we have far fewer employees than we normally would in Medora because of the lack of international travel. Being a seasonal, almost resort town, we benefit from the visa programs that allows wonderful young people to come and help us out here. Well, they're not here this year, so a lot of American teenagers and college kids that have never been to North Dakota before came out here and helped us and continue to do so. So you'll find pleasant accommodations and good meals, great entertainments, and all that's available at Medora.com.
Fantastic. Well, Joe, we'll see you soon at Medora.
Big thing for your listeners, Scott, Saturdays in August, two shows. You can come out for a show at 5:30 Mountain Time.
Yeah.
Second show will be at 8:30 Mountain Time. That allows us, we're being North Dakota smart. We get people, we can spread them out over two shows instead of one, and you can enjoy the pitchfork fondue either after the first show or before the second show. And everything available at Medora.com. I know we left that hanging. With regards to statues, Scott, I hope folks will come out and take a picture in front of our statue of Theodore Roosevelt. It's outside the Old Town Hall Theater. It's by John Lopez. It's a duplicate of the statue that's down in Rapid. and the City of President. And as we build that library here and we continue to do what we do in Medora, we're going to have folks from Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone and throughout the country coming, and it's going to be a great thing for the whole state of North Dakota.
And the thing you can't put a price on is the healing effect of the Badlands of Medora. It's priceless. It is. Joe, thanks. We'll see you soon. Joe Wiegand, folks, see him at Medora, medora.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.